When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm just
Going anywhere.
Stretching.
No, you're not. We were trying to figure out how to open this show, and then I got an email.
I saw your little eyes perk up.
Oh, it's to you as well.
Oh.
About the tortoise?
Yep.
She has her name wrong.
Would you like to read it?
No.
Okay. I just
got Why? How? Just checking on the tortoise, that's all really.
Did you read it?
No.
This is the email that I get to my personal email. How is Victoria Rose doing?
Her name's Vivian Rose.
Her name is Vivian Rose. Okay. Happy New Year. This is from the tortoise lady. So the way these rescue organizations work. Go ahead, Heidi. Go ahead. Explain it.
They basically check in forever. All
and,
the time.
And they specialize. The tortoise person. The goat person.
The rabbit person.
The rabbit person. The rat person.
Oh my God.
The iguana person. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's hot, by the way.
I'm not hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's warm, Heidi.
Oh.
Hang on. I got to turn that down. Hold.
It's 73.
It's fucking off. Way over here.
What do you think, Jeremy?
A pet rat?
No, we don't. She wanted a rat.
And I wanted to name him Arturo. But
I thought about it for Christmas, and then I was like, no,
Arturo.
Oh my God, we don't need another
one. I still
one.
Want Arturo, but...
Oh my gosh.
A fancy rat, right? A Dumbo rat. Dumbo rat.
Just a
Isn't
big,
that what it's called?
I just want a big rat.
You just want one other person to be checking in with you.
That eats spaghetti. Isn't that you wanted? Like,
yeah.
But that's a cartoon,
cute.
Isn't it?
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
Instagram.
Dumbo rat. Anyway, so I just got this email. Happy New Year. How's Victoria Rose doing? Which I'll write back, and I'm going to say.
I started to, but I
hello, Karen. Her name.
Call her
first
Kathy.
Of all.
Is Vivian. Thank you. You're right. Before I even say Happy New Year.
Call her
just
Kathy.
Say,
before you say Happy,
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year, Kathy.
First of all. Should I say Happy New Year, Kathy?
No.
Maybe I should.
No, no, no.
Yeah. First of all, her name is Vivian. Vivian. Rose. Okay. Oh, hello. Okay, maybe I should say Happy New Year, Kathy. First of all, her name is Vivian Rose.
I should know better than to give you ideas like this.
Here we go. I wanted to check in and see how Victoria Rose is doing. Also, I will be getting donation thank you letters out soon to those who were so generous to us in 2017. We're getting hit up for money.
I know.
Yes.
I don't think we donated when we got adopted.
You have
here,
to donate. You have to donate. Okay, ready? I'm buried in desert tortoise patients since July, with surgery for one when he came in, a second surgery just last Saturday. And I spent New Year's Eve at the vet with an emergency on one of the other three that are not hibernating this winter. This is a totally unsolicited email. Okay. And I think the vet can just put a cot for us in his back room.
A cot for her tortoise?
No, for her.
Oh.
To be with.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yeah.
The tortoise.
Makes sense.
Is.
Much more sense.
The tortoise. Anyway, I hope you both and the kids had a great Christmas. And the new year will be good to you all. She doesn't know how lucky I am. Please let me know how Victoria Rose, she said it again, how Victoria Rose is doing and if she needs a bigger house. Which, you know that Cody custom built Vivian Rose's home, right?
It's big enough.
With heating panels and the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and one day her heater was unplugged and Heidi almost killed her.
I was really worried, actually.
Tell them what you did.
Well, I left food out for her, and a couple days went by, and she didn't eat it, and I just thought it was cold, and she wasn't coming out. Because when it's too cold, they don't really come out that much. And then I saw that her heater was unplugged, and then I saw her in there with her head, like, down.
Oh my God,
I killed her.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, but I guess they don't really hear. But I'm like, Vivian! Nothing. I was like, oh, my God, Jill's going to kill me.
Do they
Karen
have ears?
Too. I don't know.
She hears because she sees that you come in and she knows.
I think she senses vibrations.
Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't mean she can hear.
She knows. She knows her name. You say Vivian and she comes clomping along.
I don't believe
it. Oh, no. Believe it. Isn't it true?
Yeah. But
yeah,
I don't...
you say Vivian. She's like, Rof. Absolutely.
So anyway, yeah. After a little bit,
they don't hear much.
Petting her shell, she came back to life. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, one time, you're so lucky you're the executive assistant. One time she had constipation.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
She's about 100 pounds, this turtle.
She's turtle? Huge.
Tortoise. Yeah, at least 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. And she had constipation and Cody had to soak her in a hot bath.
Oh my God.
Were away. Were we Prague or something?
Yeah, and I was hysterical.
Well, that's better than having to, you know,
reach in there.
He did give the CPR to a turtle, too.
He had to do that. Yeah.
No. Yeah. God.
God bless Cody.
Yeah. Yeah. So then she says, I'm happy to see if you need them. I guess some photos that work for bigger living space. If you're still planning to provide her with a larger permanent living space, doesn't she know we have a permanent home? Let me know and we can put our thinking caps on for how to do this. Take care. And then it's her name. Treasurer Adoption Team. For the Tortoise Valley chapter of the Flying Turtle. These are the emails that I get.
That is one of the weirdest emails.
Yeah.
I got a text message yesterday from a friend saying a crate of chickens has fallen off a truck on the 405.
605.
The 605. Can you ask Heidi if she wants the chickens?
17 chickens.
This is what I deal with.
I said, sure, I'll figure a way. Oh, but it didn't happen.
What happened?
They found a home at a farm rescue.
Right?
Whew.
Right.
You know why?
No.
Because you're lucky, Jill.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no way we could have had 17 more chickens roaming around.
Yeah.
That just put more poop and more poop.
Then she was trying to get two mini horses.
No.
From a.
Oh my.
Another
God.
Rescue lady who said, oh my God, can you. Someone just dumped 30 mini horses. Can you take one or two or whatever? They're in Texas. So I said, okay. And then that didn't happen either. A lot of times it doesn't happen. Like a baby calf she had in her bathtub. And I said, I'll take a baby calf.
If I had a dime for every time I had a baby calf in my bathtub.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But nothing's ever materialized.
Oh, I think it has.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. All right, guys, we're talking about the Molecule Air Purifier. Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that's finally capable of destroying air pollutants on a molecular level. Their technology goes beyond HEPA filtration. It's incredible. Literally, it destroys a full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those that are 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch. And they have had such a massive impact for people with asthma and allergy sufferers. We've noticed a big difference in our home with the kids, their allergies, especially Lou. It's like night and day. And I've always recommended air filters to get rid of indoor air pollutants, of course. But when it comes to allergies and asthma, big difference. In fact, they even have a customer that said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. It's pretty incredible. And they've been extensively tested by third parties, tested and verified on their claims. And they're offering $75 off your first order. All you have to do is go to molecule.com. And at the checkout, you enter my name, Jillian. That's molecule, M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E.com.
And at the checkout, enter the promo code Jillian. Okay, guys, check it out. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Awesome omega-3 supplement. I love it. It's 94% high-quality omega-3s. The purest option with no fish burps, people. Make that better. Optimal health made easy. Joint health. Workout energy. Decrease post-workout soreness. Improve focus and memory. Boost cardiovascular health. And the list goes on. You guys know how much I love omega-3s. I've talked about it for years. And as I said, this product is 94% high-quality omega-3s. So check it out. If you want to try it for free, you go to tryomax.com/Jillian. That's try, T-R-Y, Omax, OMAX.com/Jillian. And they will give you a free box of Omax 3. Tryomax.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions apply. But seriously, try supplementing with the omega-3s and tell me you don't notice a difference. I notice a huge difference. So check it out. Get your free bottle today. Tryomax.com/Jillian. Cindy is very intrigued with a segment I sent her for her perusal.
I am.
So I told her to feel free to run with this one.
So this is 8 questions to ask before having sex with him.
Did you send this to your mom as well? I know you like to send these segments to your mom for her opinion.
I might have skipped this one, but okay. I did share what part of it, because I actually did. When we get to that, I'll tell you which one it was.
Okay.
So this is to avoid sleeping with a total jerk or a great guy before you're ready. So the first, I guess it's really an issue that comes up is, have you been tested? And it's all STDs. And if when it says data shows that when people say I'm clean, what they really mean is that they haven't seen any active growths, which is creepy. And when they say they've tested clean, they're usually only talking about HIV. So
really?
That
I feel like your generation doesn't even think about that stuff. Am I wrong?
I do.
You think about HIV?
Yes. Why not?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys didn't even live with that reality to even know it exists.
I don't think they live without it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, STDs are everywhere. So
HIV is on your mind.
Yes, it's an STD.
All, every one of you kids that I talk to, nobody uses any kind of condoms or anything.
Is it what? True.
Do you use condoms, Jake?
Use what?
See what I mean? You see what I mean?
No, I mean,
you don't.
Not with my ex, I didn't. I mean, we, you know.
But what about, like, with that hookup?
If for a hookup, I would, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, what? Yes.
You have to.
There was, you don't
now
remember
you
the whole...
say that, but so many of you guys don't.
Remember the gonorrhea scare?
I do remember the gonorrhea scare.
I'm not going through that again.
I do remember the gonorrhea scare. The gonorrhea scare of 2014.
Yeah.
I think it was 14.
14 or 15. Imagine it was worse, though. Imagine, like, by the way, I tested positive for HIV, so you should go get checked.
Hey, I know.
I would... not.
I know Greg uses condoms.
Good
you
for Greg.
You know how I know? Because I don't even want to tell you.
Oh, you found them.
The kids find them?
The kids found them. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
As long as they were still on their wrapper.
I was like, sweetie, you have to put these like in a drawer.
How did you explain that one?
Oh, my God. What is this box of balloons? I was like, oh, God.
But the most disturbing thing about this was it says the most common reason people don't bring up STIs with a potential partner is because they haven't been tested. So it's
really?
Like...
I feel like it's like uncomfortable. Like, well, oh, by the way, how's your area?
Well, it's certainly not romantic, like, but you know.
It's not romantic, but it's imperative information.
You are not having these conversations.
Yes.
No,
yeah,
you're
no,
not.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys are not.
What do you say? How do you bring it up?
Yeah. No, good one, Heidi.
Just like...
Yeah, let's hear
all right,
it.
If it's
Jake? When's the last time you were tested?
Yeah.
I think
no,
that's
you don't.
Easy enough.
At what point?
Whenever
when you're like
necessary.
Right in the middle of business, you're like, by the way, lady.
No, like,
do you have anal?
After a drink or two.
Do you have cauliflower growing
exactly.
on your
after
booty?
A drink or two, yeah.
Get a drink in there and be like, oh, haha. By the way, oh, this is kind of awkward.
I mean, if you see it going
know,
that way, like...
I just got tested. How about you? You know?
Exactly.
I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't even know if we'll ever get to that point, but... I've been tested just so I know, you know.
I don't believe you.
But then this is saying if you hadn't been tested, you'd be one of those people who would never bring it up because then it would be asked back to you.
See, that makes sense.
I think our generation is more responsible with this than you think we are.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, Cindy. What's the next one?
The next one is, are you married?
That's a and big this one.
This is like saying basically that you have to find out if somebody is seeing other people. And according to this infidelity survey, cheating is way more common among married couples than you might think.
I believe that. 100%.
Too. Yeah, but I feel like if they're after a girl, the husband, I feel like they're not going to admit that they're married.
I agree with you on that.
Like, why ask? They're going to lie.
It says that they might not come right out and say it, but by asking him directly, you put him on the spot enough so he won't be able to lie smoothly.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are thinking we don't ask about STDs and STIs. I would never think to ask that question.
Really?
I would never in a million years think like, hey, are you married?
Girls got to ask that question. I know a lot of girls who've dated married men and like didn't know when they first got involved, then found out and was like, oh, he's going to leave. And then it becomes this whole saga, you know?
I can see how that happens, but.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one of those things you wouldn't think you'd have to ask. If somebody looks available, you assume they're available. But
men, I think you do. Especially older guys, like mid-30s and up.
Yeah.
They're all, I think so. Yeah.
Well, my favorite one, and I did share this one with my mother because we love this sort of thing.
Okay.
It's, what do you do? Do you enjoy it? What's your typical work day like? Do you like your coworkers? Don't ask him these questions all at once. You're not interrogating him after all.
Oh.
But asking 4 or 5 specific questions about one topic is an easy way to spot a liar, according to a retired CIA covert operations officer.
That's why you like it.
Yes. This is B.D. Foley, who's the author of CIA Street Smarts for Women.
Stop!
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my God.
So he says...
We got to get this person on the show.
I wrote that down as a note to say, can we do this?
Yeah, get this. Okay, go on.
I love the whole lying thing, because my mom always says, you know, if somebody gives you too many details...
They're lying?
They're lying. So this says, after 3 questions, it becomes difficult to maintain your cover. So then we try to redirect the conversation.
Too many details and you're lying. Okay.
So if you're in the CIA and you've got some cover and somebody's asking you questions, after the 3rd question, they try to like, so anyway, what about you? Redirect it. So that's what they say. If you catch somebody. Yeah.
Redirecting.
Yeah.
They're lying? Yeah.
Well, it says a liar will probably do that. They won't keep talking about themselves like. Ego wise, like, oh, well, now that you mention it, let me tell you all about myself.
I gotta really pay attention to that.
Yep. Okay. It says, remember, if he's lying about something trivial as his job, trying to impress you, he's probably lying about other things too.
All right.
I like that whole like,
What if it's just like an embellishment? Because I feel like people would embellish about their job, or like, you kind of don't want to be like, I hate my job, it sucks. Like, you might just be like, yeah, no, it's cool, it's whatever.
Yeah,
that's tough.
But then if you're lying about it.
That's not a lie.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
It's an understatement. Yeah. All right. Oh, my God. All right. Okay, go.
Yeah. But that kind of leads into the flattery is everything.
Okay.
When you're trying to out arrogance, figure out if he has an ego, ironically, by stroking it.
Jesus.
It's called a flattery ploy. This is by the same CIA. A normal, humble guy will take compliments graciously or even be embarrassed. But someone who's arrogant will use words as a jumping off point to brag about themselves or their exploits. So
I don't know that I buy this. I find this to be, again, a generational thing. Like Gen Xers, you'll say women, like Gen Xers, they give you a compliment and we're immediately taught to deflect. It's like, oh, no. Oh, thank you. Oh, well, OK. Oh, all right. Well, thank you. You know, whereas millennial girls, it's a different beast. They're like, thanks a lot. I mean, and I find that there's more a sense of community. Like, they brag more about themselves, but it's it's bizarre. Like, the other girls don't get hateful and jealous. Instead, they're like, that's awesome. Good for you. And then they're like, here's what I ate today. And here's my butt in the mirror. And the other girl's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Good for you.
Wait. You think that's real, though?
I find that millennial women are definitely more supportive of each other. Absolutely.
You don't think they do it to get it back to them?
I don't care why they do it. You go on Facebook and it's like, like vicious, mean, nasty comments. You go on Instagram, you look beautiful. Oh my God. Totally different. It's totally. And Instagram is a younger demographic. Yeah. My Instagram audience is primarily 24 to 35. Facebook skews 34 to 45. And I find the comments are completely different. Totally. There's so much more, like, there's no hate, there's no jealousy, there's no, it's a far more like, you're bragging about your life, wee! They're like, you do that on Facebook and it's like, you arrogant, it's just, it's. I think it's a generation yeah. thing. I could be wrong.
Well, but I've learned
that from millennials, though, to just like at the end of the day be like, oh, thank you, instead of like that, no, really, no, oh, stop it, no. Yeah, you know, there's a balance, I think.
So safety is important, especially when you're getting intimate with a new partner.
Ooh.
But if you've just met him, you probably haven't had the chance to see his true colors. Oh, boy, oh, boy. to suss out if he has anger or control issues, determine if
violent
he's a regular
tendencies.
Guy or a possible serial killer.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's first thing on the top of somebody's list when they're trying to date. Hey.
Are you a serial killer?
It's a very important thing to know.
It says provoke him by gently teasing about something he's clearly proud of. His car, his nicely groomed beard. People with violent tendencies are often unable to resist a poke like this. Whoa. They'll become irritated or even angry. It's better to see his behavior come out at a bar when he's surrounded by other people.
Holy cow.
Not in the bedroom.
Jeez.
Wow.
I don't know
if that would be like on the top of my list of like, let me see.
That sounds
nice
like you're
hair.
Just trying to play mind games.
Maybe we should end it with the with the murderer part.
Whatever happened to being present on a date and like
not going through a
check. Being in the moment.
Yeah, not CIA interrogating someone.
Well, okay.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
ThirdLove.com. Third Love has 60 sizes, including half cups, A through G. That's right. You can find your soulmate bra by taking their Fit Finder quiz. Ladies, doesn't get better than that. I love my Third Love bra. In fact, I have several. A few have been hijacked by Heidi, but I hide some of the others now so she can't take them. It's true. Let me tell you, you try being in a same-sex relationship, all your cool stuff gets swiped. Thank God she can't wear my pants. But she has stolen a few of my Third Loves. So team, if you want 15% off your first order this year, make the change. The change that's going to change the way you think about bras, go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect-fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian. Let me say it again. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Find your bra soulmate today.
All right, we are back, and we have my very most favorite contributor in the entire planet, Dr. Josh Axe, here with us today. Dr. Axe, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I had a bone broth smoothie for breakfast, just got a good workout in, and so I'm feeling good.
You're all fuego right now.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of bone broth, I want to bring up three things I want you to explain to me if they're all necessary, if they're overlapping categories, and the benefits of each, right? And I am a bit confused. So, okay, bone broth, collagen supplements, protein powder. Is there an overlapping here, or like what benefits help? Explain, because you have products that like overlap, which I wasn't overlapping until you. So
let's start with protein, because protein powder is one of, if not actually, it might be number one selling category in health food stores today. So a lot of people do protein powders, which I think can be great. But I will say this: so there are different amino acids in every source of protein, whether it's grass-fed beef or peas or walnuts. We've got different sources of protein or different amino acids. You've got 20 different amino acids. Every amino acid is different for something. Certain amino acids support different organ functions. Some are more muscle building. Just depends. Well,
oh my God. All right. So I can tell I'm already going. All right. Forget it. So now I'm like, maybe we should narrow this then, because then I want to address that. Cause you're right. There's egg, there's freaking whey. There's, whey with branched chain aminos. There's rice. There's soy, which I say never touch personally. There's pea, hemp. So, okay. Now that you've, and I usually guide people around it based on whether they're vegan or not. And so now this is now a different conversation. So if possible, can we address that and what you think would be then the best? Or is it like, well, it's the best depending upon your health and wellness goals?
Your goals, yes.
Oh, and man. So, okay. Yeah. Okay, so, sorry.
Here's what I'd say. And this actually really surprises some people. Most plants and meats have very similar amino acid profiles. Now, meats actually have a larger profile than vegetables or grains, but they actually do have a lot of the same amino acids. And there tend to be more what are called methionine-rich proteins, which are muscle-building proteins, when you're looking at peas, flax seeds, grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, eggs, dairy. Most of them have actually a lot of similar methionine-building proteins, whereas bone broth is really unique in that, in organ meats such as liver, like chicken liver or beef liver, those in bone broth have more what are called proline or collagen-rich proteins, like proline, hydroxyproline, glycine. So if somebody were to ask me today, if somebody wants to experience big health benefits, I really believe that a bone broth protein is the best protein they can do, or second to that would be a collagen protein, because that way you're getting the amino acids we have less naturally in our diet today.
Okay.
Most of us today are eating plenty of meat or getting plenty of grains, so we're getting those types of proteins, but most of us are not getting enough of these collagen-building proteins. And so muscle-building proteins, they build your muscle, they can help with tendons to a degree, certain organ function, but these collagen-building proteins are really important for your skin, hair, and nails, really important for your gut lining, important for your immune system, and your joints. And so I think, and let me give you an example of this, Jillian. Like, this blew my mind. So think about how many athletes today have muscle tears versus ligament tears, or how many people who are elderly have muscle issues versus joint issues and arthritis. Part of the reason I believe this is that we are not nourished. We are also collagen deficient in those amino acids. And I think we're going to see this too in the future. 20 years ago, almost nobody knew what an omega-3 fat was, or that we had to have a balance of omega-3 fats to omega-6 fats for regular inflammation levels.
Right.
Most of us have way too much omega-6. Well, today we're starting to see research come out showing that we have imbalanced amino acid ratios. And we have levels of glycine that are too low. So there's a study that came out that said if you're drinking doing like things like bone broth or collagen or glycine-rich supplementation actually increases your lifespan. So it's pretty amazing. But I think more of us need to get more of these collagen bone broth-building proteins. And other proteins can be great. We know that, you know, casein is a slower-acting protein. We know that whey is a faster-acting protein to do during workouts, that type of thing. But in general, I think more people really just need to do more of this bone broth and collagen.
Okay, so number one, what if I am vegan or vegetarian? Yep. Then,
by the way, number one question I get on a regular basis in regards to supplementation is, what do you do if you're vegan? Well, my answer is this. Number one is, if it's not for ethical reasons that you just are not going to move on, then I still think people should try at least doing a little bit of collagen powder because, and I'll give you an example. Like I went to yoga class here and I had the instructor come up to me. She goes, Dr. Axe, she's like, I'm a vegan, but except for I started using your collagen. She was like, I was having these joint issues. I saw great improvements. So if you can still do it, I'd recommend it. If not, then you want to be doing things that cause your body to produce more collagen on its own. That's going to be foods that are really rich in vitamin C. It's also going to be certain things that help with your body's own stem cell production, like turmeric contains turmerone, and also foods that increase nitric oxide and glutathione, like beets are very good for that. So, and actually asparagus. But there really is no exact substitute. But if you can't, medicinal mushrooms, beets, asparagus, turmeric, and then vitamin C-rich berries like camu camu or amla berry tend to be your best bet.
We can get all of this in one, right? We can do a bone broth protein powder, which is our collagen and our protein.
Yep.
And then we don't need a branched chain amino on top of that?
Well, okay. So yeah, bone broth is not going to be as high in leucine, isoleucine, valine, those traditional amino acids that are BCA. So no, I would. If somebody is trying to build muscle. You know, I think that, you know, those BCAs along with arginine and citrulline can be very good. I will say that bone broth does have higher levels of L-glutamine, which can be really, you know, great for muscle sparing and that type of thing. So, but yeah, the four amino acids that are the highest are going to be proline, hydroxyproline, glycine. Let me say this too, different types of collagen are different. I see people out there today going and buying collagen protein, which is great. Like it's really great, but there are five types of collagen we really should be proactive about getting. Type 1, 2, 3,
oh
5, and 10.
God, you're kidding. I didn't even.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay, wait. So wait a minute, because I was doing, until you, I was doing hydrolyzed marine. Now, oh, my God. The collagen types are different, not just the sources. The actual type of collagen is different.
So there's some studies on this, but type 1 and 3 collagen, which is found primarily in bovine collagen, so cattle.
Okay, got it. Right.
That's going to be the best, or that's actually what makes up our skin, hair, and nails, our discs, and our bones.
Okay.
So type 1 and 3 make those up. Type 2 makes up your gut lining, your immune system, and even then your joints, your connective tissue, and even the fascia that holds your organs up. And, you know, obviously there's lots of fascia, but that's made up of more type 2 collagen. And then type 5 and 10 collagen are what make up the outside of your arteries and part of what surrounds your nervous system. But I would say type 1, 2, and 3 are the ones we need to be most proactive about. Getting marine collagen is higher in 1 and 3, but it's actually probably the best collagen for supporting your body in its own production. So that's one of the reasons. I'm a big fan of marine collagen, think that's probably one of the best.
Okay.
But the two that I think we should focus most on are marine and chicken. Chicken collagen is the largest source of type 2 collagen, which is what's found mostly actually in our bone broth protein, or if you're drinking traditional.
I was going to say, what's in your protein? Because I just switched over because it said like egg membrane and freaking chicken and this and that. And I was like, all right, well, it's all covered. I mean,
we have 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10. It has a really, it's like a collagen multi, it has all
right.
types of collagen.
Okay, so I'm covered. That's all I care about. I'm good.
You got it.
Okay,
you're good. If people want to supplement, I mean, I think everybody needs to be doing, and listen, whether you're doing a powder or a liquid, that's fine. But I think, or making it yourself at home, but I think most people should be getting one serving of bone broth or collagen every single day. And so you know, I do like a chocolate bone broth, you know, powder in a morning smoothie along with a multi-collagen too. So that's pretty much my go-to breakfast. What I've recommended to, you know, any patient I take care of is that, you know, doing some bone broth and collagen every morning.
store.draxe.com/Jillian store.draxe.com/Jillian. You guys can check it all out for yourself. It's all there. Dr. Axe, you're the bomb. Can't wait to have you back, man.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.